you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Scott Sipker, in for John Sears, who says you can't anchor a hit TV show without a bushy beard and geek glasses.
I'm Keith Murphy, and it was my boss that said that. Now you just drew attention to it, so we're off to a great start, Scott. Get that away from me.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Alongside the Iowa nice guy, Scott Sipker, I'm Keith Murphy. We welcome you to the show. Scott, the beard is a little bit out of control.
I think it's totally in control.
Are you in a state fair contest?
No, I'm trying to audition for Game of Thrones.
Good luck with that. You and Ed Sheeran. You can sound off at 515-282-9010. Kyle Larson goes from finishing second in Knoxville late last night to winning the Pure Michigan 400 this afternoon. That is a wild ride. Scott, this dude can drive.
Certainly can. On the other side of sports, Justin Thomas wins the PGA Championship, which seems nobody was paying attention to. Jordan Spieth is going to have to wait to complete the career Grand Slam. I know everybody's excited. The Premier League season has begun. All this and football is less than 3 weeks away, so give us a call, Sound Off, at 515-282-9010.
Deadspin upset a few fans this week with its Cyclone football preview. The irreverent sports website had a headline, "Nobody's better at maintaining mediocrity than Iowa State." That's actually fair, even generous. The definition of mediocre: neither good nor bad, average, in the middle. Historically, Iowa State is not in the middle, but rather below average. In 122 seasons, the Cyclones have 114 more losses than wins. Two conference titles, both more than a century ago, the Cyclones peaked at 9 wins twice. By comparison, nearby Nebraska fired 2 head coaches following seasons in which they won 9 games. Iowa State has never played a January bowl. Drake has played 3. Drake. The Bulldogs stopped giving scholarships 30 years ago. Mediocre? Yes, at best. Which is what makes Cyclone fans all the more impressive. Front running? That's easy. Believing, being there, filling the stadium, even after 8 wins in 3 years? That's hard. Loyal sons forever true? You got that right. After ISU again lost to UNI, new coach Matt Campbell said, "It's time to stop disappointing Iowa State fans." I love that statement, and he's right. Campbell's a reason for optimism, but not the only one. Iowa State football has never been better positioned to break through. Administrative commitment, at long last, a big-time-looking stadium, facilities to lure and land recruits, and those great, die-hard fans. They've seen flashes, taking down number 2 Oklahoma State, 10 wins in 20 years against Iowa. But Campbell's right. The most loyal fans in college football deserve more. There's never been more in place for Iowa State to make that happen soon. If it doesn't, there's always tailgating. It's not mediocre. Well above average.
I can speak to that. Chicago's Cubs Ben Zobrist voiced something many of us have been saying for years because it's as obvious as the peanut warning on the jar of peanuts. Umpires should not call balls and strikes. These are the 3 most common counterpoints I hear to that argument. 1, you'd be taking away the umpire's human element. You're damn right! The human element that umpires bring to baseball is the wrong kind of human element. The human element should be left to the humans actually playing the game. Would football be better if the out-of-bounds was determined by the referees? Hell no! 2, you will remove the romance of baseball. Shut up. There is nothing more romantic in baseball than the drama of having runners on base while trying to make or stop a ninth inning comeback. When you were a kid on the sandlot, how many times did you imagine bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, full count, and here's the pitch, an incorrect called strike three. Oh, how romantic. Three, the malleable strike zone is a cornerstone of baseball. It is not. The cornerstones of baseball are nine defenders against one batter, four balls, three strikes, three outs, etc. Having umpires call balls and strikes was just a necessity when the game was built. Imagine if horse race finishes refused to use the photo finish because photos didn't exist when the sport started. In conclusion, the feeling of angst you get when you think about removing umpires from calling balls and strikes is just your adversarial relationship with change. For a moment, let that go. And instead of the word change, think of the word progress. And that applies to much more than just baseball.
You're winning me over on this, and it has taken a while, but tennis is so much improved with immediately being able to see where the ball landed in relationship to the line. And now when I do watch baseball, I do find myself, I know the umpires don't like it, watching that strike zone and seeing when the ball goes outside the line. Most of the time, the umpires are right, but sometimes when it's outside that zone on your television, it bothers
me. 85% of the time, the umps are right. They have a tough job. 85% is amazing when you factor in the error we see with just our eyes. But 15% of the time, they're wrong.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
And definitely one of the things that I think we should factor in is just how much we really dislike changing things. And that's why I'm
that's
okay
anything.
With, yes, anything. The cosmetics of having the umpire back there, keep them. Let them get a buzz in their pocket, something that says you can make the strike call, you can make the ball call, whatever it is. You can keep that cosmetics, as we see here, the umpire getting into place to call this strike zone.
But he swung.
Yeah. Now that's the human element we want.
Want to correct one thing? We said Donnie Schantz won his 10th straight Knoxville Nationals, 10th overall, not 10th straight. Also, PGA Championship. A new champion, 24-year-old Justin Thomas, and you kind of knew that he was going to win when this happened, Scott. I mean, he's 7-under here, and it just feels like, oh, so close.
As a golfer, I've had this happen before. What I haven't had happen is coming up right here.
Oh, yeah.
That is a gift. That's a gift.
That's just missing Brian Doyle Murray yelling, in. It's good.
And it's one of those things that really gives you a confidence boost. Justin is an amazingly small person that can generate even more amazing torque in his swing. That guy is as long as a golfer can be with hitting his drives. And he is, I think, 5'7".
Really?
He's very small. He weighs like a buck 45. It's
amazing.
He's
smaller than Zach Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, much smaller. Wow. Much smaller.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Phone lines are open, by the way, 515-282-9010. We will take some of your calls later in the show. Old Spice judges these lookalikes. Jack in Beaverdale says, KWC sports anchor Joey Donya, former Channel 13 sports intern, looks like Megan Levy actor, and I believe he's also in Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Tom Felton, Old Spice. That's pretty good, right? That's a match.
No, I don't think so. No. I don't see it at all.
What are you talking about?
Their hair's
about?
Not even styled in the correct way.
Next up, Whitey and Matthew and Johnson say that Brenda Warner looks like Kelly Osbourne. Old Spice, is it more than just the hair?
Oh, my Old Spice is crazy right now.
Man, don't you come on here.
Their facial structure's not even the same. Their hair structure's the same.
Hey, guys, would a unicorn make a good athletics director? Well, I'll tell you which school just might think so. And why that has me worried.
At SoundOff13 on Twitter, Tattoo Juggalo writes, I casted my colonel at the WHO HD booth. Sad I didn't see any of the SoundOff13 guys. Hashtag sad times. Oh, man.
You guys need to have a guy dressed up as a colonel out there sometime and put him on the end of a fishing pole and so you can cast your colonel. See what I did there? Old Spice, you know what? Screw you.
Why would you mess with Old Spice? Now you're in for it. I was out there today. You were out there today.
Yeah, I was out there today.
Do you consider yourself a sound off guy?
I mean, that's really up to you. Yeah, I
then
am.
No.
I'm the sound off guy, I think.
Drake needs a new athletics director.
Oh, I have to read this now. I'm sorry, I'm busy drinking. Hey, why not Andy Fails?
While I was on vacation last week, there was a major development at my school, Drake University. Sandy Hatfield Club resigned her position as athletics director, and the search was on for a new AD. Shortly after hearing that news, I began getting hit with text messages asking if I was a candidate for the job. That makes perfect sense, right? I mean, I went to Drake, I like sports, and I got a whole buttload of blue shirts. I mean, why shouldn't I be a candidate? I mean, aside from the fact that I'm completely unqualified for the job and would make a mockery of the whole search if my name were actually on that list. But it would be fun to have that kind of power, right? And maybe for just a moment I'll speculate about what I might do. I would start with installing color detectors at the doors to the Knapp Center. Anything but blue or white, and a buzzer goes off and bouncers jump out and toss the offending fans out onto Forest Avenue. I mean, look at that place. The only things consistently wearing blue are the empty seats. That's not a basketball arena. It looks like a box of Mike and Ike's. I would apologize to longtime athletic trainer Scott Kerr and ask him to please bring his kind heart and 30-plus years of experience back to Drake. I'd reach out to Hawkeye and Cyclone fans in Des Moines and say, hey, we're closer, cheaper, and wouldn't mind a bit if we became your second favorite, so come on out. I don't know who's conducting the search at Drake, but I'm assuming that they are smart enough to begin with the obvious first choice, and that is former Relays director Brian Brown, who is beloved and connected and smart and is a pillar of character and positive energy. But since I suspect that he and wife Natasha are committed to their new jobs at Missouri, I'll offer up a fantastic second choice. Memphis Grizzlies executive Chris Makris. He's a Drake grad, a former Bulldog quarterback who knows sports, is young, level-headed, polished, and established himself in the Des Moines community while he was the GM of the Iowa Energy. This time, Drake, President Martin, let's just pick the best candidate, not the most unique one. I don't care if a unicorn applies for the job. It doesn't matter that no other school has a unicorn as an AD and that a unicorn would make Drake look exceptionally open-minded, all right? The unicorn won't hire good coaches. Please get this one right, Drake. Just stick to the old script, hire the best candidate, let him spend some money, and let athletics be the source of income and pride that it can be. Even at a place like Drake. I'm Andy Fails, and that's what's bugging me.
How does he know the unicorn would hire bad coaches? Next on Sound Off, who's in your five with the best football coaching rants of all time? Look at that.
It's like a sweet mullet, isn't it?
Spectacular mullet. Plus, more live calls at 515-282-9010. Marcus and Ryan are ready to sound off. Sound Off Nation on Facebook, regarding the Iowa license plate vote, Cullen Powers writes, B, that's the red, white, blue plate, is pretty similar to Idaho's plate. Do we really need more confusion between our two states?
No.
People
no, we
get
don't.
Iowa and Idaho confused.
And Ohio
potatoes.
And Iowa.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Who's in your five tonight? Football coaching rants. At number five, Mike Singletary.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Can't argue with any of that, right?
Yeah,
cannot do it. Will not have it.
He didn't find those players, evidently.
No, he didn't. At number four. Number four is Herm Edwards.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello?
You play to win the game.
I love that one, don't you?
It's very simple and true.
You do. You do play to win the game.
And make money.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's a professional sport, too, so no arguing. Number three, Denny Green, former Hawkeye.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
They are who we thought they were.
I remember watching that live and knowing in the moment, this is going to be a classic.
Oh, speaking of classics, how about this one, Scott? Jim Mora.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Oh, man. You knew we wouldn't be around much longer after that. Playoffs? Playoffs? And at number one, he's now 50, Mike Gundy.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
And he's now sporting that spectacular mullet,
Beautiful branding. Really well done on his part.
He claims it gets a lot of free publicity. I guess it
does.
I'm Keith Murphy, along with Scott Sipker.
Mm-hmm. Hey, come on, Old Spice. Hey, don't be mad at me because you suck. Yeah, you heard me. You can't analyze facial structures compared to another facial structure.
Scott, you got people all upset about the robot umpires.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan and Ankeny joins us. I don't know that Ryan is upset, but I've seen some of the messages. Ryan, are you upset?
Oh, shoot, man. What are we talking about?
I'm the one drinking, Ryan.
Yeah,
the one drinking.
Let's just leave that there and go to Marcus in Creston. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm not all upset, but I don't want to see those robot umpires. Half the pageantry of the game is watching the man behind the catcher. Who are we going to yell at? It's a bad call. Who are we going to yell at?
Wait, you wouldn't have, Marcus, you think half the pageantry of baseball is watching the man in blue?
Yeah. Come on, check it out. There are men who almost go out and tap dance sometimes. Those guys are geniuses. You never see a boring man behind the plate.
How about Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun?
Now, there you might get me. I could go with that.
In what was billed as the great Usain Bolt's final race, it was not what many of us hoped. We'll get into that and more controversial topics coming up next on Sound Off Live. Sound off at WHOTV.com. The beauty of this football season as a Cyclone fan, I'm almost certainly going to appreciate whatever happens. My Hawkeye fan friends are bound to be disappointed. They always expect more than they get, always. Even 12-0 season ended with two losses, including a rose-colored embarrassment. Sanford in Ames.
You think he's a little biased? Wait, we're not supposed to look at each other right now.
Don't look at me, Scott.
There's a wall between us.
Hit the boo button, please.
Look at this wall. I don't want to make fun of this game at all. Marshawn Lynch.
Time for face-off. Scott, I hope you try to argue with me. I really do, because
you're
so annoying.
I will, because I hate you. All right. We'll try and be authentic, though.
All right, that's how we do it.
I really hate you.
Marshawn Lynch sat during the national anthem after Saturday night's football game, which is his right. I don't like it, but I love that we have a country where you can protest in nonviolent fashion and not be arrested. Lynch, it should be noted, has been doing this off and on for a long time, and it went unnoticed. It won't be unnoticed now. Some NFL fans say they're so turned off by this, they watch less. I don't buy it, but I do buy many hate it. Should they?
Hey, look, you cannot be convicted of a thought crime in this country, which is not a luxury those in North Korea enjoy. We are in a crossroads right now with the blowback Kaepernick has faced, and the reemergence of wide-open racism in America, players are going to be pushed toward and pulled away from not standing for the anthem.
The NFL suspended Cowboy star Ezekiel Elliott 6 games for domestic violence. Elliott faces no legal charges, but the NFL said it found substantial and persuasive evidence supporting a finding that Elliott engaged in physical violence against a woman on multiple occasions. We all agree a man should not put his hands on a woman, but a surprising number of Cowboy fans see a conspiracy. Why would the NFL want to punish its most popular team and one of its biggest stars without a really strong reason?
Conspiracy theories are an intellectual shortcut to confirmation bias. And that's all I have to say about that. We landed on the moon, damn it!
Usain Bolt's final race ended with the painful sight of history's greatest sprinter pulling up lame. I'll quickly forget this, but I will always remember him sweeping the sprints in three straight Olympics. He's the greatest.
I love his charisma and showmanship, but I can't shake the thought that if so many in his era were doping, yet he still beat them, that he wasn't doping. I hope so much that this feeling I have is just a hangover from Lance Armstrong.
Me too. Channel 13's caster Colonel Booth, I was asked a dozen times where to vote for the license plates. People are passionate about this. I did not love any choice, but I'll go red, white, and blue first. You?
I'm still a fan of John Bosley's design for the plates the most.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So I, with hesitation, I'll pick the city and country reboot.
All right, that was my second favorite. Over, under. Fair food, overrated, cotton candy. Who needs this sugary?
You almost swore, Keith. You almost swore on live TV.
No, I didn't.
You said, "Oh, who needs this
sugary?"
Yeah,
sugary. Underrated homemade salted nut rolls.
I left the fair today, and me and my wife Jordan, we exited the fair eating this for the first time, and this homemade nut roll was amazing.
Let's hear from the Big A before we check out here. Go ahead, Big.
Right, Hang on, Big A.
Sorry.
One minute. All right. Let's wrap it up, boys. Tiny Ref out.
Yeah. Sorry, Tiny Ref.
I don't like him.
Big A, go ahead. Big A.
Hey, yeah, guys. This is Big A. I just wanted to talk about Mitchell Trubisky.
Yes.
All right. For the Bears, he's a rookie. He came in his first possession, 4 for 4. He was amazing. I love the kid. Look at this kid. Look at this face.
Oh, yeah.
He's nice.
He was great against that third team defense who was playing man coverage. He's great.
He looks spectacular. I think he's already, there's Tom Brady, Trubisky, and then Montana.
Thank you, Keith. Thank
you,
Keith.
You got it. You got that right. Brady, Trubisky, Montana. Let the guys start. All right. Gosh. All right, that's going to do it for us.
Let's do another 30 minutes.
Nope. You can do it. You can stay here by yourself.
Okay, I'll keep drinking alone.
We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We'll leave you now with the sound off, send off. Really? Some good old fashioned Iowa nice insults. Yeah, nice.
Let's move on to Nebraska. The Bug Eaters almost lost to Wyoming, which would have been the biggest disaster in Nebraska since that fire at the Overall factory.
Did you know?